AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Abandoning the nasty insults of past debates, Donald Trump and his Republican rivals turned Thursday's presidential face-off on CNN into a civil and detailed discussion. Trump was asked about violence at some of his campaign rallies, which he said needs to be stopped.
We have some protesters who are bad dudes. They have done bad things. They are swinging, they are really dangerous, and they get in there and they start hitting people.
Rival Marco Rubio says he's concerned about violence at campaign rallies and about the anger that people are expressing.
Of course they're angry. Every institution in America has been failing us for the better part of 20 or 30 years. But leadership is not about using the anger. The leadership is about using the anger to motivate us, not to define us.
This debate was held in Miami. Florida is the biggest prize of Tuesday's five-state round of voting, with all 99 of the state's delegates going to the winner. There's also voting Tuesday in Illinois, Ohio, Missouri, and North Carolina. Police near Pittsburgh are working to identify suspects in Wednesday's deadly ambush attack at a backyard cookout. Allegheny County Police Superintendent Charles Moffitt says two men shot and killed five people, including a pregnant woman.
I mean, the way this house is situated in the alleyway where they had to walk to get to the location for the shootings to occur, they knew right where they were going. It appears to us that way anyhow.
Authorities are urging any witnesses to come forward. Two members of the U.S. military were diagnosed with a Zika virus, but Admiral Kirk Tidd, who heads U.S. Southern Command, says they're okay.
Both cases were confirmed. They have the cases they've resolved, and they both returned to duty.
One in Brazil, one in Colombia. Pistachios sold under the brand names of Wonderful, Paramount Farms, and Trader Joe's have been recalled nationwide. They may be contaminated with salmonella. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has imposed new financial accountability regulations on the church's process for canonizing saints.
The reforms come after two books based on confidential Vatican documents revealed that the Vatican's canonization process brought in hundreds of thousands of dollars for each saintly candidate, but had virtually no financial oversight. The books estimated the average cost for each sainthood cause at more than $500,000, with much of the proceeds going to a few people with contracts to do the often time-consuming investigations into the candidates' lives. Candidates for sainthood who inspired wealthy donors would sprint ahead, while the cases of those with less wealthy fans would languish. I'm Steve Coleman.
At the White House Thursday night,
sometimes a shadow wins.
Sarah Bareilles provided the entertainment at the state dinner for Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. She was accompanied by the Washington Performing Arts Children of the Gospel Choir. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.